There's few things the rush hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the rush hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Fat, it's time we had a look at your performance.
I agree, Jim. I think I've been fantastic and I am due for a pay rise.
Later this hour, we'll see just how good you've been. Frankly, I think we need an intervention.
My hump day quiz is back this week as well. She's a humdinger, Jimmy boy.
And there are two massive games of footy on today. We speak to players involved in both. Zach Fisher will join us soon. And next, Melbourne's Bailey Fritch.
Our next guest has been a goal-kicking machine for the Ds, including bagging a half dozen in last year's granny.
Bailey Fritch coming up for goal number six in a grand final. The Fritch has got six.
So hopefully, now Billy won't insult his heritage.
What is Fritch, by the way?
German.
German?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. How?
What is that? That's an American Indian.
Please welcome Bailey Fritch.
Fritchie, always good chatting to you. Just top of the tree. What's the view like from up there?
Thanks for having me on, boys. It's it's not too bad. Obviously, had Hawthorn on the weekend and they threw a few challenges at us, but it was good to come away with the 4 points after a bit of an interrupted week.
Yeah, it was indeed. Even injuries and illness still doesn't hurt the Demons, Jim. But I tell you what is good, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
When you're 7-0, going to training. It's good fun, isn't it, Fritchie?
Yeah, it is great. Obviously, coming in after a loss, I've been in over the years, and it's not the greatest vibe. But when you come in after 4 points on the board, it's a bit cruisy, and obviously still learning a lot while winning, which is great as well.
Tell me, how has your life changed since not only winning a premiership but kicking six goals? Given the fact that, I don't know if you're aware of this, Fritchie, but Bill played in four grand finals and his best return was, what, two or three?
Three.
So never got anywhere near six.
I was more
so
of a team player. I gave him off.
Oh!
Unlike Fritchie, just having a shot.
How has your life changed?
Oh, it obviously is a little bit differently. You know, you might get noticed a little bit more in public, but it was obviously a really special time in my life. Obviously, would have loved to have my family and friends there, but unfortunately, we couldn't due to COVID. But that's definitely spurring us all on this year to hopefully try and do it all again in front of, as I said, friends and family, and in front of our fans, more importantly, at the MCG.
Now, I reckon there would have been a few boys post that game that would have got their eye in.
Oh, yes.
Frothies.
For a start. Frothies, May.
May would have been at the... So I want you to tell me your top three, podium of who celebrated best in Perth post the
ground. Third place, old James Harms.
Oh, the pig, Chompers. Old teeth.
Yep. Second place, Hibbo.
It's two of them.
We'll give the W to Maisie. He was in fine form and good to be around.
No touching him, Frothies, when it comes to being able to get the after hours done.
He was allowed to have one then, Jim. Unfortunately, he had one day and someone caught it and he got in big trouble. That was just terrible.
What about, as you know, Fritchie, I didn't intend to, but I ended up at your post-match.
You don't.
Fritchie knows that I was not meant to be there.
Gus, where's Gus? Gus.
I went to see my mum and dad, and they ended up in there. Anyway, I was there not long, but when I was there, Big Max grabbed Goody and dropped him on his shoulders. That was quality.
Yeah, I remember, I think I was at the bar at the time, maybe gathering a beer, and looked back and Goody's on Gorny's shoulders going off, so... that was a bit of a laugh and obviously a pretty enjoyable time for all of us. So it was good to see Goody having a bit of fun.
Bill, Max is 8 foot. Well, so by the time you put Goody on top of him,
he would have hit a fan.
It was a skyscraper.
Exactly. Well, I was on the second level and I could see him. So that just explains a little bit.
How was Goody? Goody was up for it, wasn't he?
Yeah, Goody was loving it. He was dancing a little bit up there. It was good.
And the NAM Football Club, tell us about that.
Yeah, so that was, we're the first club. NAM is the traditional name for Melbourne. So, I think all the Aboriginal boys were really excited about that for what the club has done. And we're really excited to be known as the NAM Footy Club for a couple of weeks during the third Doug Nicholls round.
Yeah, that is fantastic. I've got a drip tray question for you, right? So this is one we have at the pub. Who is the best player right now for the Melbourne Footy Club? Is it Gorn, Petrarca or Oliver?
I'd have to say Gorney. Gorney, on the weekend especially, he was unbelievable. He's marking ability, especially through the back half, saved us a lot. And he's been finishing his work. He loves kicking a goal from outside 50 at the moment.
You know, I'd say Oliver. I'd nearly say Oliver at the minute. Maxie. But you'd know probably Bale's a bit more.
Well, and Bailey, when he does take a mark on 50, there's no point leading or doing anything.
I just do one thing. I just point straight to the goals because I'm just backing him in.
Now, have you added to the menagerie out there? Dogs and cats and horses. It's like Travis Cloak.
And Natalie.
Oh, Bill. talking about the four legs.
We've just got the same amount of dogs as last time I spoke to you boys, so we haven't added anything.
That's four.
Four dogs.
Yeah.
Not two dogs. He's four dogs, Jim.
And any cats?
One cat.
Winter.
Winter, yeah.
Where did you get the name Winter?
Well, my girlfriend's got a dog named Summer, so we decided to go with Winter for the cat.
Phil.
Oh, mate. That's what happens at Coldstream, Jim.
Oh, no. Now, the Saints, big challenge coming up for you.
Yeah, they're in obviously some great form. We're a bit unlucky on the weekend, but had a lot of scoring shots. So we're definitely going to have to be at our best. I think they're number one for timing forward half. So obviously our defenders are going to be under a lot of pressure. But yeah, hopefully we can relieve that with a few marks and yeah, get it down our end and kick some goals and hopefully get another 4 points.
Hey, Fritchie, we've held you up long enough, mate. Great chatting to you. Good luck on the weekend and for the rest of the year.
Too easy. Thanks, guys. Good to come on.
See you, mate.
And now, from the studios of Triple N Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, so we've laid the platform here, Pat.
We have.
We need them up and about.
Yes, indeed. So can I welcome to the Hump Day Quiz our first contestant, James from Meredith. G'day, Jimmy.
G'day, Billy. How are you, mate?
Oh, Meredith, what a good little pub you have there right on the highway, the Meredith Hotel.
The Royal, mate.
Royal.
God's country out there, mate. You
Royal,
knew that.
Bill.
Well, it's the you Royal. You've been there because you work in the area.
I do, mate. I do. I met you the other week, mate. So I'll give you the hot tip. You're the funny one out of you and Dougie.
Me and Dougie.
Hang on. Dancing's real funny.
No, he is. He is. He
just and you're not always.
You can't understand him.
No,
imagine trying to understand
him. Who are you?
No, Jimmy's a good man. He works there and he looks after the town of Meredith.
Your call sign is Jimmy, and we've got Jared from Romsey. Hello, Jared.
Hello, boys. How's it going?
You're going good. By the name of Jazza.
Jazza.
And, of course, Romsey, the late, great Dean Jones, was a resident out there, and Bristol wasn't far away either, Jazza.
Yeah, that's it, boys. It's pretty top-notch town.
Beautiful.
Boyd Brennan. Boyd. You know Boyd Brennan from Romsey?
The what? Sorry, I can't hear.
A mate of mine, Boyd Brennan, was at Romsey from Assumption. You're an electrician.
I am.
All right. Good work. Carlton fan.
Righto. So we've got Jimmy and we've got Jazza.
Jazza.
Righto. Here we go, boys.
Scream your name out. Get excited.
Prizes
are amazing. Hump Day Quiz.
Question one. Which superstar British musician led a warning chant at the concert on Saturday night?
Jazza.
Jazza.
That was Robbie Williams.
He's nearly about to change
Warning. Warning.
That was it then?
That's it.
Well done, Robbie.
Well done, Robbie. Yep. Exactly. Had Warnie's son there and went backstage and all that.
All of the kids.
No, all the kids. Yeah. Are they good?
Brilliant. Well done.
Well done. Come on, Jimmy. Here we go. Number two. It's a secret sound, Jim.
Oh, no.
Who is this?
Jazza.
Oh, Jazz.
That's Chewy. That's Big Chewbacca.
And why would we be doing that today?
Because may the 4th be with you, boy.
He's switched on, Jazza.
I don't know.
Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Come on, Jimmy. We need you up and about.
You've been to the Royal.
All right.
Yeah, she's a bit slow out this way, boys.
All right.
Now, on this day in 1997, who became Carlton's all-time leading goal kicker?
Jazza.
Jimmy,
well done, Jimmy.
What do you got for us, Jimmy?
Stephen Kenny.
Yes!
Not quite a ring-a-ding-ding yet, but we're getting there, Bill.
And when we say Stephen Kernahan?
We do not. Yes.
Sometimes it's
hard thank
to be
you.
A woman. Stand by your man.
Jim, stop playing.
And tell the world. God, you love Hose.
He won't be happy, the great man. And
no,
I
he's
saw...
had a word with me in a previous job that I was doing when I used to play it.
Well, then don't play it.
I love you, but don't.
Because John O'Brown, Saturday night on Fox, that show, he had the full mullet and Carlton
and kit took him off
and belted that song out. And so imagine how well Brownie got. Stand boy, you're mine. Yeah. All right, so she's close. 2-1. Jazza's got his nose in front.
Jazza's got it, poor old Jazza. All right, question four now. 30 years ago Monday, Jason Dunstall, the Chief, kicked 17 goals against Richmond on which ground?
Jazza.
Jimmy.
I'd have to say the MCG.
Oh, Jazza.
Righto, Jazz.
Where was it, Jazz?
Was it Waverley?
Yay!
Yes! Yeah, worthy winner. Worthy winner.
Oh, we're actually doing that. Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, it's a best of five.
Yeah. No, we gave Jimmy a fair
Jimmy, we did our best to get you back into the hunt.
Oh, no, boys, and I do appreciate it. It's deplorable. I'm just glad my missus ain't listening.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So I had to ad-lib.
Yeah.
Ad-lib.
The Blues got back in the winner's circle after a nice win over North Melbourne.
And the Blues, they go to 5-2.
And our next guest has been a key reason for their success.
Fisher dribbles along the ground. This should be brilliant. And it is brilliant. Carlton can do no wrong at the moment.
Please welcome Zach Fisher.
They are, Bill, going beautifully, the old Dark Blues. Yes. Just positioning themselves nicely. Got Adelaide at Marvel on Sunday. And Zach Fisher joins us. Zach, welcome, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, now, what have you been up to, please? Yes. Well, this always interests us. Bill and I, our intel tells us you've got the day off.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just recovering, just doing everything I could, you know, to get ready.
Were you?
And I had a little hit of golf today, so it was nice to get out in the rain.
Oh, nice. And where did you strike it?
At the National, but I didn't strike them very well at all. Well,
did you have a cart? Because you need a cart, don't you, to get around so you're not exercising the legs?
Yeah, there's no chance I was walking, that's for sure.
It's good. Moona's beautiful down there. Very nice part of the world.
So do you do a load of washing or do you do some vacuuming around the house? What do you actually do, Zachy boy?
You know, I'm just good company, good vibes around the house, but I chip in where I can.
So in other words, nothing. I'm interpreting from that.
Cooked dinner?
Not a lot.
Well, you cooked dinner for Bella tonight.
We're actually eating out for dinner.
All right.
And alcohol, so should be nice.
Right, oh, good winds away. What about the young man's life? No, he's just playing at one of the best golf courses in Australia.
Comes home, and then, sits on the couch.
And then into Hawker Hall.
Yeah, jeez.
Why wouldn't you live like that, by the way?
Well, if you wear number 25 for Carlton, Jim.
And they're 5-2.
Exactly.
Geez, they're up and about, the Blues fans. You must be feeling that, Zach.
Yeah, I'm really feeling the crowds at the moment, but it's really nice to be 5-2. Got Adelaide this weekend, but I think it's probably the first time I've had a win in the first five rounds, so it's really nice.
Really good. Hey, were you drafted at 62 kilos?
Yeah, I played waffle at 62, and I think I got drafted around that as well. So,
where were you? Because you're a York boy, which is east of
Perth. I'm now 64.
Oh, I just said that to Fat Off Air. I said he wouldn't be much heavier than that now. So, were you a Swan Districts man?
Perth Demons.
Oh, righto. Perth. Because you went to Guildford Grammar, famous for Alex Rance, I think now Sam Taylor from GWS, and of course the cricket, Tom Moody and Brendan Julian. Very famous school. Did you cross over with any of those boys?
Sam Taylor. I had Griffin, Logue, and Jordan Clark as well.
Oh, Jordan Clark.
Righty.
Yeah.
Nice.
A bit younger, but...
Back to this 60 kilos.
I know.
That's one of my legs. So you're 64 at the minute. The grand annual down there at Warrnambool was just run and won, Jim, today. And the jockey was carrying 64 kilos.
So I'm not actually 64. I'm around 75.
Oh!
I'm still a light frame. I need all the speed I can get.
Well, that was my next question because you might play. That might be the optimum weight for you. Is that what the boys are saying?
I feel like I'm covering the ground pretty well, and I haven't lost too much strength in the contest. So I've played around with it a little bit, but I'm pretty happy where I'm at the moment.
And you got rid of that beautiful hair.
Yeah, we all shaved our head for Doc, which was a great cause, and you know, all the boys did a great job there. So, but I'm not missing it. It's no fuss, and it's easy to play with.
We talked about Jack Silvani and Jason Horne Francis, and I know they came together on the weekend, and there was a bit said. Were you anywhere near that?
I wasn't. Fortunately, unfortunately, however you want to look at it. It's pretty funny.
I reckon it's real funny.
Well, Horn was having a go.
Of course he was.
And then Jack wouldn't have backed down either. So that's great. What he said? He said, your team is shit.
That's exactly
which is
what
a
he
fair
said.
Point. Fair point.
I think they were just in the heat of the moment. But
yeah, it
it's
was.
Good to see, you know, both of them standing up for themselves. And I think Horn Francis was standing up for his teammates. And yeah. No, it was, you know, good for the game.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Do you? Is there much out there anymore? Is there a lot of that? You know, some good little sprays here and there?
Personally, I don't try and get into it too much. As you know, I'm 64 kilos, so avoiding the contact if I can. But no, it's pretty depends. I think there's obviously you've got your rival games, which gets a bit heated, and then obviously when you know the games are really tight.
Who are the Blues' greatest rival? Lots of people would say Richmond, but in the build up to the week, who do you feel the most?
I've always liked playing Essendon and Collingwood. Yeah. Round one, Richmond was pretty good this year. It was pretty fun to play in, but I think either of those two.
And you're playing Sunday this weekend, of course, Mother's Day. What can you do there for your good old mum back at York?
Well, mum's finally coming over from WA, so she lands in tonight. I'll go pick her up tonight, but... I'm not too sure. I might take her out on the golf course.
Oh, no, you've got to take her out for dinner or do something, Zachy boy.
No, I'll do something nice. I'll make sure I get something planned.
Oh, good luck this week, yes, Zachy boy. Zach Fisher Thank we're you. Talking to. They take on the Crows. It's going to be a tough game at Marvel. And good luck with your dear old mum too, mate. Good on you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Well done, mate. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. I haven't even heard it yet, and it stinks. This is how... this show works and has worked for the best part of 11 years.
When you're on it.
And that is we, which is code for I, allow you to do lunches in September.
Yes.
Hence the reason why you called lunches brownless.
Or bins.
Well, then you called yourself bins because you said that the bins go out earlier, which they actually don't.
No, they don't either.
But Bill,
yes.
we allow you to do lunches in September.
Yes.
Knowing fully well... that your broadcasting will drop off enormously.
Not at me best.
No.
No.
So you come in, you're not focused, you know what you're doing, you know what you're talking about.
I don't.
But everyone sort of listens in September and goes, well, you know what, he's probably been to a lunch. So that's why.
Forgivable.
I don't breath the tape.
No, at all.
No.
No, Bill, you're not moving at that point. But we sort of go, you know what, this is part of what this show's always been about. An old September, lunches brownless. So this is what worries me.
What? What?
Well, last week, you brought it up, not me.
It's only May.
Last week was April.
It was, Jim.
Yeah. And so I had to go to Perth to work. Oh. So we had a meeting.
Yes, we did.
All of us had a meeting and said, right, for Friday's show, we need to do some pre-recording Thursday before the show.
Yep.
Some pre-recording Thursday after the show and some pre-recording Friday morning before I get in the plane so we can put a product together for the Friday show.
Yes.
What happened was,
what happened,
good, Jim? We'll do some here, we'll do some stuff there, we'll do some stuff there.
Sorted.
And then Whit gets back to me and says, we can't do any pre-recording anywhere in there.
Why?
I said, why not? And she said, because Bill's got a lunch Thursday, then he's got a dinner, he's got to speak at Thursday night, and then he's got another lunch Friday, so he's not available to record anything. So that's April.
No.
So therefore, a whole show had to go to air.
Yes,
with yourself and
Daisy, which was
because you weren't available to work any other time of the day.
So now I'm getting played.
So then,
see what he does.
That's amazing.
So there knows today. I'm getting ready to come in here. Whit rings me and she says, all right, we've got blah, 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 and blah that we've got to get ready for today's show. I said, Whit, I've got a 2 o'clock Tuesday every week Zoom for the Friday night footy. That's my only commitment. As soon as that's finished, I will be in here.
Straight in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
eating your lunch here at the desk.
It. Working.
That's how time strapped you are.
That's it, hose. Well,
at least you got
So then Whit gets back to me again and she goes, don't hurry. Bill's at a lunch. He's going to battle to get here by 4.
No.
Oh, what?
And I said, that's when we start on air.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that's not even here for a meeting.
Yeah.
So there's your fourth lunch in 5 days, and it's May.
Hang on, how many did you have today?
Jim, because it just wasn't one lunch.
You had two lunches.
Two lunches. I was popular.
Fat.
Popular.
This is May.
I know, Jim. It's going to be a long year.
Hey, Bill, an extraordinarily long year.
It's going to be a long year, Jim.
Bill, here's my... I'm now speaking on behalf of Grant.
Oh, Grant's my mate. He doesn't know you.
I'm speaking on behalf of
Grant.
And our CEO. And our CEO and Dave Cameron.
Oh, that high.
And Dan. So I'm going all the way down when I say,
yeah,
we pay you enough.
Jim.
All right, so the 750 cash or whatever the hell you're pocketing going to these pox-ridden lunches doesn't justify the shite you then serve up on air.
You know who he went to the second lunch with?
First lunch was the maths.
All of the other people at the lunch, James.
I should get in the
were
paper.
From
with
maths.
This one. Jim, it was a photo
married
opportunity.
Married at first sight. All of them.
You, look at
no
you.
No one else.
Jackie Epstein's one
and
of
maths.
Our friends.
Oh, my God. Look at you.
No, it was for a very important meeting. And that was a freebie, Jim. So don't say money.
Oh, was it a freebie?
And then the second
Nothing
lunch.
Nothing you do is free.
RACV Club. That's nice.
Oh, that was free?
No, it was a freebie, yes. And I'm not allowed to talk about it.
You are
I had to pay,
a bull artist.
I had to pay for parking.
Oh no. God, I had to pay for what? $7 for parking.
You've been to the RACV Club there in the city?
I have.
Not $7, let me tell
Bill.
You. So I had two lunches, but I got them over with, had two Diet Cokes, and I'm back here reporting for work, Your Honour.
We pay you enough.
Oh, Jim.
The amount that you get every month deposited into your bank is enough to stop you doing lunches and getting you here in the sort of nick we need you to be in to broadcast.
Jim, there was a cake. You know the cake between you and I for the rush hour? You get a very big chunk of that cake.
Thank God.
Poor old Fat gets a couple of crumbs.
Yours is a cupcake.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll stop eating the crumbs.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
John Travolta on the dance floor. Wowee, was I on fire? Somebody stop me.
Triple M. Jay Clark is in today.
We love it, Jay-Z. In the house. Mid-season draft.
Yes.
We are not far away from that.
Yeah, so the AFL has contacted clubs today. There's some news on this, Jim, to try and shut down a loophole that saw Hawthorn get Jai Newcomb last year. So they got him with pick two, and he's been an absolute find for the Hawks. So hard and tough. But what happened? He was the only player in last year's mid-season draft who essentially put a price on his head.
Yeah.
So all the other players just happy to get a go, minimum terms, minimum chips. He said, and with Sam Mitchell's backing, I want more. Yep. That helps scare off other clubs and help secure his passage to Hawthorn.
Now, from Box Hill, so they had good intel on him.
Yeah, they were all over him like stink on a monkey. It's fair to say, Jim. But what happened is rival clubs were unhappy about it. They kicked up such a fuss. Hawthorn had to get him picked too anyway. But today there has been a step, and that is where the AFL has sent out the memo to all the clubs and said any previously unlisted player must all play for minimum chips, Bill. So
good.
You can't say I demand $300,000 because that means I'll get to North Melbourne or whichever club, or I'll blow up whoever's salary cap. So it's all an even playing field.
Good.
It's almost old school recruiting, this move. Yep.
That was, wasn't it?
Which I sort of don't mind, to be honest.
Well done. Stealth.
These guys,
of Andrew Mackey.
But what do you mean?
Well, it's 100% what happened with Mac.
Well, he was tucked away.
Yeah, they got him at a private school over there in Adelaide and just said, listen, don't play for the next 2.5 years.
When they picked him at seven. Picked him at seven. Everyone's going, who?
Finally. And how good was he, by the way?
Yeah.
Now, the Bombers.
Yes.
It's been a very disappointing start to the season, and the jungle drums are beating.
Yeah, so there's a lot of heat on this footy club, clearly. It's questions now about the game plan. Last year, they were very Richmond-like. This year, it's been a more hyper position style. It's fair to say there's questions about the leadership vacuum in the list and some of the recruiting, of course. And we've heard
they can't kick goals.
No, well, the foot without Tip and Woody.
Yep.
Devin Smith's not there. The pressure's been absent. So you defend from your forward line.
Yep.
Stringer hasn't been there. So teams have been able to cut them apart. Now,
but Jay-Z,
yes?
If you're playing a final last year with a young emerging list,
yes,
your fans are well and truly entitled to think next year is going to be better.
I think we all were, weren't we?
But you know that the fixture, Jim, isn't an even playing field.
No, it is not.
I think they only beat one top eight team last year.
Right.
So they beat up on a lot of the bottom teams and probably weren't up to it against the final sides. And they've been found out this year. That said, their form has been really stinky. But Devin Smith's the man I want to focus on here. Because he's been dropped from the best 22 twice now. He's now out for another 2 to 4 weeks with a knee injury. And there's talk in club land that he could be gettable. In fact, For not much, I reckon you could probably get him at
28,
the end of the year.
28, would he be, Dev?
28, spot on. He's contracted for one more year. Whether he's in the club's plans going forward. Bill, a good Lara boy, played for GWS, of course.
Yep.
So he is one. So Dylan Shear was the name who's been mentioned for the past couple of weeks, but I think you'll find that Devon Smith, with Essendon trying to look to bolster its draft position, he could be one on the way out.
Before we get to the three youngsters, how did you view the Dylan Shear thing? You know, they make a statement, take him out of the team, and then play him as a sub.
I thought it was really odd. Yeah, Jim. I think if you're going to drop him out of the 22 and make a statement, then he's not playing that week, I would have thought. Don't you reckon?
Do we read into the three youngsters?
Well, Cox, Perkins and Reed.
All unsigned.
They're the only ones of that draft crew, two have not signed. I think they will stay at Essendon. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think it's just haggling on the terms and the length of contract.
Okay, so when I hear Perkins, and I don't know if it's true, you will be able to tell me.
Yep.
When I hear Perkins and his management are saying, I only want to commit for 2 years.
Yeah.
That smacks of, I'm not sure what's going on here, so I want to have the option to get out.
Yeah, and
that's fair enough, isn't it?
I think those questions about Essendon, it's a footy club, Jim, who hasn't played finals since such and such.
Or hasn't won a final.
Hasn't won a final since the dark ages. So I think that's sort of keeping the club accountable to an extent. Yeah. And Perkins is a very talented young player.
He's a good kid, Perkins.
I don't mind it. Why sign your life away? And with these guys, their trajectory and their price can go up quickly when you're breaking into the scene. So I'm okay. I think all three deals will get done.
I'm not saying anything is wrong with the other two because there isn't, but Perkins is quality.
Yeah, and Nick Cox too. I mean, he could be he's super versatile and a future star of the game. So it's a watch this space on the Bombers.
Speaking of massive names and trade market.
Brownless.
Yes. Oh. Well, Jordan Ago is a big one we're all watching. Now,
I like the fact that you just walk past the Brownless. And so Jordan DeGoey.
Surely not Jordan DeGoey.
Well, he wants to stay at Collingwood. And Collingwood at this stage is very happy with how he's performed and behaved this year.
Yes.
But it's got to be at the right price. So Graham Wright, who's one of the best negotiators and football people in the whole game, he would be happy to sign Jordan DeGoey, I think, for the right price. If Jordan DeGoey wants the mega bucks, the seven-figure deal, then he may have to go elsewhere. Now, they've already got Brody Grundy and Darcy Moore there at Collingwood on good money. They'd be happy to keep Jordan, but I think it's got to be at the right price. That's the key in this negotiation here. But if he wants to chase the big bucks, then he may have to get that elsewhere.
Hey, Jay-Z, brilliant helping from you.
Yes,
I like it.
Nice, Jay-Z.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Shannon, can only get better from here.
No, it can't.
All right, when have you said sucked in? 133353 is the number.
Why?
Well, I'm washing my car today, Bill. I get back from Perth.
Yes.
And a bird had crapped all over my car.
Never taking her out again.
Bill, I'm telling you, it was everywhere. Not just on the windscreen.
A big one.
I think it had circled it, targeted it.
Well, how big's a bird?
I think it was bombing it.
No.
Because I looked above, Bill, and there's no power right on top of the car. And the tree was only right at the very back.
So the wind.
And yet it had taken it all down one side.
Personal.
It was personal. This poxy bird had basically bombed my car. So I'm like, all right, I'll go and get it washed. So up from my joint is one of those places where you can either go with the spinning of the bloody plastic things,
or
you can go you can do that too, but you can go through the one where it's no soft touch. In other words, nothing actually touches your car. I prefer that one.
Well, do you?
I pull up there, Bill, and it's got the bucket for the wheels with the broom and the bucket for the windows with the broom. The soap in the bucket for the windows with the broom is pink.
Pink.
And the wheels is green.
Right.
And this, as you've just heard, I had some work to do with the brooms. I had to get rid of the bird poo. So, Bill, I grabbed the bucket with the pink stuff and I start getting rid of the bird poo. And as I'm doing it, it's windy.
Windy?
Well, down the Bayside today was windy. Anyway, I'm working away and then it started to dry out a little bit at the end of the broom. So I had to go back and dunk it in the pink stuff again.
And
just as I picked it up out of the bucket to go and apply it to the car, massive gust of wind, pink soap from head to toe.
All over Jim.
All over Jim.
Sucked in.
So I'm thinking, nah. No, that's not good.
That's
and I had sort of semi-white shorts on.
Yes.
So then I look around. there's a bloke sitting in his car waiting to go into his bay, pissing himself.
And he's
sucked in.
You could just see him saying it.
He said, look at that fool's head.
Yeah.
When have you said sucked in recently? 133353 is the number. Anthony first from Hoppers Crossing.
G'day, Anthony.
G'day, how you going?
Good. When did you say sucked in?
Well, I was actually on my way to the Geelong v Brisbane game down in good old Geelong.
Beautiful.
This guy behind me on the freeway was in more of a rush than me. Mm-hmm. Come up behind me in the right-hand lane, high beam slashing. So I moved across, about 150, 200 metres up the road, highway patrol. Pulled out, got him.
Got him. Got him.
Stay there, Anthony.
Listening, sucked in. Oh,
stay there, mate. That's the spirit of what we're doing here, Bill.
Jim,
in Jollymont. Hello, Jim.
Jim.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you going? Similar story. I was walking over the footbridge near the MCG. All the Collingwood supporters were streaming out. Obviously, they had a good wind, and there was a couple of young guys absolutely giving it to some Gold Coast supporters and felt for them. Like, they travelled all that way down and copped a loss.
Yep. Yeah.
And the guy just kept going on and going and going on. And next thing, whoosh, gust of wind, and the Collingwood hat went over the side into the rail yards.
The wind again, Jim.
That's it, Bill.
The wind again.
Intervened. Yep. Stay there, Jim. Blake in Somerville.
Hello, Blakey.
Hey, boys. Yeah, look, on the weekend, brother was filling up the wheelbarrow, bit of a hill. Just as he got to his last scoop, wheelbarrow fell over. Sucked in.
To his brother.
Nicole in Sydney. Hello, Nick.
Nico.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Nico.
My seven-year-old son decided to try and tease me as we were walking through a car park headed into the movies, calling me a picklehead, and walked straight into a car mirror because he was too busy having fun. So a moment of excellent parenting from me. Instead of asking how he was, it was just a sucked in and burst out laughing.
Hey, what's he calling you, a picklehead?
Yeah, picklehead. He's seven. He's going through that phase of, you know, what I can say and what I can't say.
Every now and then, Nick, the karma train runs them over. Yep. The young ones, they got to learn it.
Exactly.
I like that.
Big sucked in. One more. Heike from Whittlesea.
Heike.
Yeah, hello.
German?
Yeah, German.
See, Jim, I know me German.
Thank you, Bill. Heike. Sucked in, Heike.
Yeah, not me, but my husband. I took him. He's an Aussie, and I took him to Germany in winter.
Yes.
And he thought it's beautiful to be in the snow and everything, but he walked out the door, the camera in one side, the jacket in the other side. He went ass overhead, all the stairs down, and I nearly died. And my mother and I, we stood there and kicked ourselves laughing. It was so hilarious.
I got every
He's
second word. But say ass overhead again. That was good. Say it again.
Well, he went ass overhead.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never ring me if no caller ID comes up.
Who's ringing in now, Jim?
Is it him?
He's an idiot.
Answer me.
Why would I answer you? You're sitting there, you dickhead.
Hey, Jim. Now, I need to put my hand up high.
Oh.
I'm taking you back.
Wow.
I reckon it was 1989. Pakistan were touring Australia.
Jeez.
Test match and one day internationals and all the rest of it.
Yes.
And as used to happen back then, they started their tour in Perth at the Wacker.
Mm-hmm. Bouncy.
So the tour match is set to begin. I wasn't in the selected team, Bill.
Oh.
And I'd started about a year and a half earlier, so I was in and out and in and out and in and out.
Were you carrying the drinks?
I don't remember whether I was a 12th dude actually in the selected side, but I certainly wasn't in the starting team.
So Pakistan v WA.
Yep. And Jeff Marsh had to pull out late. I don't know what happened to him, but he came out. So I got the call the night before saying, you're playing tomorrow and you're opening the batting.
Against Pakistan.
Ooh. Now, I wasn't an opener, but here's old Jimmy Boy thinking, this is my opening.
Mm.
I get a big score here, I am in.
Yes.
I'm away, Fat.
Yes, away.
Away.
Yep.
So we get there the next morning, ooh, Graham Woods, the captain, wins the toss, we're batting. The first bit of good news I get is the old, was he a criminal?
Yes.
Was he Macram not playing?
Thank God for that,
Thank
Jim.
Christ,
I was worried.
Bill.
I was worried for you.
I didn't fancy any of that on the whack.
No.
So the opening bowling sort of attack for them were two complete unknowns at the time.
Oh, they would have been all right.
Akib Javed and Wacker Yunus.
Oh. Wacker Yunus.
Now, I opened with Mike Valletta, and Wacker may have been unknown. He wasn't after three overs.
No, no.
My wow. God.
He Bill, was quicker, wasn't
the
he?
The keeper was back about 40 metres.
Oh, Jim.
And I'm going, what the hell is going on here?
I want to know what you wore. Box?
Box, thigh pad.
Inside thigh
no,
pad?
No, didn't have them in those days.
Chest pad?
No.
A guard?
No.
Arm guard?
No.
Helmet?
Helmet,
that's it.
Gloves and a bat.
Oh, no, Jim.
So, Bill.
Oh.
A boy being sent to do a man's
exactly.
job, I think, describes it.
Yes.
I reckon I made 20-odd.
A few nicks.
And I got out trying to hook bloody Yaqub Javed, nicked it through to the keeper. Mm. Got back in the rooms fat, very, very disappointed.
Were you?
Well, because it wasn't a bad pitch. It looked like it was going to be a good pitch.
Yeah, still.
And I'm thinking to myself, you've got to start, you're out. So I sat down in the viewing room and watched the rest of a very good WA batting lineup.
Yeah.
Make close to 400 in a day.
In a day?
In a day.
Wow.
So, hey, Bill.
Yes, you made 20.
Of which I made 20. So.
Sucked in.
I get there for day two.
Yes.
And obviously we started bowling pretty early. We bowled them out for not many more than 100.
Oh.
Halfway through day two.
Righto. Here you are. Here's your chance.
So, Graham Wood, the captain of WA, walks over to me when they're nine down and says, doesn't matter what happens here. We're batting again.
Ooh,
he said, I want you and a couple of the others who didn't get much of a hit to have a hit in the second
innings.
So I am like, yes.
Here I go.
Here I go. Second innings. She's flattened out a little bit fat. And this is Jimmy Boy's time. So the 10th wicket falls.
Yes.
As you know, with Davey Warner, I scream off
run
the
off,
Wacker.
Sprint off.
Because we've got 10 minutes to turn around and come back out again. I get my gear on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm head down, Bill. I'm concentrating.
In the zone.
In the zone, 10 minutes, turn around. Yeah. I get my batting gear on. I think his name was Terry Prue came in.
Terry Prue.
And he said to me, JB, five. Means we're leaving in five. I'm like, thanks, Terry.
Yeah.
Did not even look around at anyone else. So about 2.5 minutes later, I grab my gear. Mike Valletta's there. And we're down and out the tunnel at the Wacker.
Second innings.
So, Bill.
Uh-oh.
I scream down the race. I'm excited. I'm about 19:20.
Looking at the sun and
I'm looking at the sun like Ian Chappell.
Yeah.
I'm swinging the bat around like
yes.
Kim Hughes.
Yep.
I am ready to go.
Yes.
I get about 40 metres out onto the Wacker.
Oh, no. What?
And then it suddenly occurred to me that Mike Valletta, my opening partner, wasn't there with me.
Oh.
And I thought that was a bit weird.
Yeah.
So I didn't think I was that far
well,
in front of him.
Well, you sprinted out.
Well,
yeah.
I did, but I didn't think I thought he'd be somewhere yeah. near me. I turn around, Bill.
Who's there?
Ramiz Rajah and Shoaib Muhammad, the two Pakistani opening batsmen.
Oh, no.
We hadn't enforced the follow-up.
We didn't. So you go on out.
Oh, Jimmy Boy had been sent up the river.
Oh, no.
Fat.
No. There's three batsmen out on the ground.
Three batsmen on the ground.
No.
I look back past these two to the WA team walking out the field, pissing themselves. No, Bill. They were in tears. They were laughing that hard.
You can't do that.
I had to turn around and walk past these two
pads.
With my pads and helmet and bat and
hey,
gloves.
Hey, boys, good luck.
So walk past my own team, 12th man out there ready to field on my behalf.
Yeah, because you're...
And take my gear off.
Oh, Jim.
Fact.
Is that on television? I'd love to see that.
Well, that's disgraceful handling of a young man.
No, I thought you've got to put your hand up here, Jim, and say I probably should have been aware of what had happened.
Bill, I was focused.
No, you weren't.
I was focused on getting the job done.
Again, you're stuffed up.
So anyway.
So you got it wrong.
I had to walk off.
You got it wrong.
I had to take my gear off.
Yes, Jim.
I had to put my fielding shoes on.
Oh, fielding shoes. And then
turn around
down.
Hose.
So are you prepared
wave
to say?
To the 12th man.
Gosh.
He had to come off and I had to walk on and field. We bowled him out for about 100. The game was done in 2 days.
So you didn't get a bat because they didn't make
it. Didn't get another bat. And then the next game was the first Shield game of the year and I wasn't
dropped.
Included in that.
Oh, jeez. So,
fat.
Are you prepared to say...
It went horribly wrong for me.
You got it wrong.
Did not. I was following instructions.
No, you weren't. You weren't batting.
Anyway.
Fool's head.
I was a fool's head.
You were.
I had to trudge off.
Oh,
so, Bill.
Jim. Yeah.
That's one of the rare occasions
that
when I've made a complete idiot of myself.
Right. And yesterday at the car wash.
Turn him off, Oz.
So he's an idiot.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Canada is the fifth most listened. No, the country that listens to the Rush Hour, the fifth most.
James, I can't believe I'm here live for one of these.
I know, how good. I love them, and Maddie actually has to work really hard to bring them down to a usable size.
No, he doesn't.
Fat provides him with 15 to 20 minutes a week of complete slaughtering, and then he just picks the eyes out of it and brings it back, but it's called the Idiot File Hose. The family love it. I know you will too.
Poor. That's not a bad spine. And then you got Rory Lobb, Taylor Adams, Andrew Treloar. Not bad.
Andrew Treloar.
Even Adam.
Adam Treloar.
That was unbelievable too. The bloke had a shot at goal, hit the, what do you call it, the goal posts, mm-hmm. bounced back into play and they scored a try. It was unbelievable. Number three, Jack Higgins. Oh.
What's at number three, Cocco?
Sorry. Now this one here, the Bulldogs game had just started, fair dinkum. And Rabsy hit number two.
Give us number two, Smack.
Every time.
No, you drink them straight away.
How many did you have, Jim? Oh,
how that, many have you had?
What no, is that?
I've had one coffee. How many
perfect
did you have?
Time to finish.
Is it Wheat Bic? Or Wheat Bix?
Yeah, if it's one, it's a Bic.
I'm having one Wheat Bic.
Oh, so if you have five.
You have one Wheat Bix. That's the plural.
What's it say on the package?
Wheat Bix?
Yeah, with an X.
It's its name.
That's an interesting plurals and things, isn't it? I just wrote that down. People who stop in front of you. Jackson Callow, 195 centimetre key forward.
Centimetre.
Centimetre key forward, Jim. Are you hearing he goes a couple out for Frio, Sean Darcy and Tabaret?
Tabaret.
Well, that's going to hurt Carlton too with Pettinet, whatever you want to call him. It's all French to me. And one of the new players at his club was called Harry.
Okay.
Mackay. Right? So he texts Harry.
Texts.
I don't think it is. Hello to you, Fat.
Hello, Jim. How are you? And hello to the magnificent people at Chadwick Forklift.
You just stopped talking.
Well, I did because I started badly. But look who comes back is available this weekend, Jim. Luke Jackson, Cozzy Pickett, Petty, Noel Bullen, Tom Sparrow and Simon Goodwin. Neil Bullen.
Thank you.
Get it right.
Yeah.
And I heard also during the week that the leadership group at Collingwood, Jim, just had to sit down and have a little chat to Jack Ginnivan. And Jim, that's all I've got. Not a lot around, but I found a bit there, and my good friend here, Rosemary, helped me out.
Rosemary, get us to a song.
Yeah. Hopefully it's just a coincidence this week and we don't see too many more.
But can you come from the side or something, or you just got to really, what did you say, the what are they called?
Don't say anything, Dick.
Gladiators. Whatever they are coming at each other.
Is an alligator or a gladiator?
Gladiator,
I think.
You must be desperate if you're hanging out with the Nuffies that are the maths crowd.
Yes, and that's a good point, mate.
Good show, good people.
Not
just
really?
Human beings like us.
Human
good
beans.
Show, good people.
And then human beans.
Beans.
Beans,
Beans,
Hines.
Beans, yeah.
That beans, okay.
Beans. Now, that podcast for the Port Adelaide one, how do I listen to it? What is it? Where is it?
Imagine old fat old vanilla.
Vanilla, Jim. Oh, give me a pair of... what do you have up there? The boots. Moccasins or Morrisons of Euroa.
Morrisons of Euroa.
Yeah, that's not Bendigo. Right, where are we going, Vanilla? Well done to Simon Goodwin, who's had an unbelievable 2 years at the Melbourne Footy Club. He signed a extension for 2 years.
An extension, yep.
Well, I like to say a extension.
Yeah, well, that's incorrect.
No, who says?
Grammar?
Yeah, exactly.
Not your grandmother.
Meant to speak.
I'm going to get an English teacher on one day.
Or a English teacher. And so why do you say an English teacher, but a extension?
Simon Goodwin has signed an 2-year extension.
No, if you're going to put the... You are a fool.
Anyway, well done to Goody.
Yes.
Josh Caddy has announced his retirement immediately, Jim. 174 games he played. Two-time premiership player.
Yep.
17 and 19 at the Tigers, of course. But his Gold Coast Suns picked him up.
Originally.
Yep. Number seven. He was number seven, Jim. Played there for 70, how many games? Whatever. Then he played.
Well, Bill, it's not hard.
How many?
It's not hard.
We all know it's 24 games for the Suns, of course.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
Or grown.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
Or not. See if you like this one.
Righto.
I got this sent to me and I'm going to go with it.
Okay. Right.
My sister and I got stopped by the police.
Yes.
The cop told her it seemed like she'd been drinking and he said to her, I want you to say the alphabet starting with the letter M. She said, Malphabet. Like M N.
No, Bill. You don't. When you finally stumble across one that's half decent, you don't have to then explain it.
But she went with Malphabet.
No, we understand. That's what. That was actually quite chuckleable.
Chuckleable.
Was chuckleable. That one.
That's not a word.
Yeah, chuckleable.
Two from three. Ain't bad.
Two from three.
Ain't bad. Who sang that? The old Chubble.
Meatloaf.
Oh my God.
Two out of three. Ain't bad.
Don't have to explain them.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off air if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR.
I feel good.